Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the Believer's Authority was recorded at our 2009 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
We live in a culture that hates accepting responsibility. We want to blame somebody else. It's what this person did to me. It's because you didn't give me this. It's because the government hasn't given me more money. And if you can't blame anybody else, just blame it on your dysfunctional family. I didn't have a birthday cake when I was 3 years old, and that justifies me going out and raping and murdering and plundering because I was abused. Just pull your thumb out of your mouth and grow up. Quit blaming everybody else. But we don't like to accept responsibility, so we're trying to pass it. You know, Adam did this when God said, "What have you done?" He says, "It's that woman that you gave me." He wanted to blame the woman, and then, "God, you started it. I was fine until you gave her to me." It's been happening ever since then. People do not like to accept responsibility, and so rather than admitting that, you know what, there are things going on, we are in a warfare. Satan is fighting against us, and rather than us taking responsibility, "Well, I can't help it. You don't understand. I had something happen to me 45 years ago, and it's causing me to hurt today." Get over it. Grow up. You love this, don't you? Some of you do. Look at this over in Ephesians chapter 6. The Apostle Paul said in verse 10, he says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." This is another scripture that people don't believe. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. There are some of you that somebody has come out against you, a family member, somebody at work, and you just think, "Why are they doing this?" And you're mad at them. And you don't understand that they are just a pawn that is being used by a spirit that is speaking through them. We aren't fighting flesh and blood. This person who's suing you, this person who hates you, this person who just, you go to work and they just do not like you. You know what? A lot of it is there is a spirit of Antichrist that is in this world, and they know that you are a Christian. They know that you're different and they hate you for it. There is a spirit of Antichrist. There's not a spirit of anti-Muslim. There's not a spirit of anti-Buddha. You know why? Because they're all on the same side. But there is a spirit of Antichrist. And I can guarantee you, when you stand out as a Christian, you are going to have opposition. And many of you are just thinking, "Why is this happening to me?" And it's really a compliment that the devil is motivating these people to come against you and try and fight you. The scripture here says we aren't wrestling against flesh and blood. We are fighting demonic powers. And again, I refer back to James chapter 4, verse 7. "Submit yourselves therefore unto God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you." You need to fight, not in the natural. Don't get mad at the person. When you get mad and say things and vent your wrath on a person, you have played into Satan's hand. You have come down to the natural realm. You aren't using your spiritual authority. You're fighting in the flesh. You know, these verses say that you're supposed to take unto you the whole armor of God. And it talks about the breastplate of righteousness and a sword of salvation. I mean, the sword of the Spirit and the helmet of salvation, and have your loins girt about with truth and your feet shod. It's talking about these pieces of armor as if they are, you know, physical, but it's actually talking about spiritual things. In the spiritual realm, you're supposed to do this. And you know what? Most Christians, all they've got is a helmet on. They're streaking Christians. In the spirit, you're just as nude as you can be. You don't have the truth. You don't have the Word of God. You don't have the gospel of peace. You're a streaking Christian. And every time somebody comes out against you and you get into the flesh and you get to trying to fight and justify yourself, or you get hurt, why did they say this about me? You have just dropped all of your clothes. You are naked. You are vulnerable. You don't have on any of this spiritual armor. And this is what most Christians are doing. They aren't fighting things in the spirit. They're fighting in the flesh. They're down here on a human level and thinking that, why is my boss treating me this way? You know, it's just, there's demonic spirits at work. Every person who's not born again has the spirit of this world working in them against those of you who have the Spirit of God. You know, I had a man come to me one time, and he was just griping and complaining, and he says, my boss hates me. He treats Christians badly. He knows I'm a Christian, and he does all of these things. And he was just railing against this boss and wanted me to pray that he'd get a new job. And I said, first of all, you need to repent of the attitude that you've got. I said, that is an ungodly attitude. It's selfish. All you're doing is thinking about yourself. And he says, but it's wrong what he's done. And he told me that he had worked there for like 10 years. And there were people that had been there. He was the first employee. Now they had like 30 employees. Everybody had been promoted. He was the lowest person on the pay scale. Other people have been promoted. He says, it's not fair. And he does this because I'm a Christian. I said, first of all, you need to repent because you are in bitterness. You're fighting this guy in the natural realm. You aren't recognizing that this is a spiritual problem. I had him repent of that. And I said, why don't you pray for your boss and find out why he's so bitter? And I said, go to blessing him instead of cursing him. I said, you have done nothing but curse this boss and curse this business since you came in and talked to me. I said, you are supposed to bless and curse not. Quit speaking negatively about it. Some of you right now need to be making an application of this to your situation. Instead of cursing the place where you work and talking about what jerks they are and criticizing them and sowing discord among the thing, you ought to go to speaking a blessing over the place, because that's how God's meeting your need, is through that deal. So anyway, this guy repented. He started praying for his boss. And anyway, the Lord showed him some things. And so one day, it wasn't very long after that, his boss came walking through and said something to him and just yelled at him. And instead of this guy fighting back and saying something the way he normally did, he didn't say a word. And so the boss yelled at him, walked out, and he walked back in and he says, what's wrong with you? Because he expected him to get into the flesh and to fight him in the natural. And he says, you know, the Lord showed me that I've been bitter. And he says, I'm sorry. I want you to forgive me for the attitude that I've had. And I've started praying for you. And I don't know what your problems are, but the Lord has shown me that you're going through a rough time. And I've just been praying for you. And I want you to forgive me for the attitude that I've had. This guy got mad and said something and walked off. But you know what? Within a few minutes, he was back. And he says, you know, I'm going through a divorce. And he says, man, I've had a rough time. And he says, you know, I haven't been treating you right. I haven't done what's right. And anyway, he promoted the guy to be the manager over the entire business, gave him doubled his pay, and gave him a 2-week paid vacation. When he quit dealing with things in the flesh and started praying and operating in the spirit, things worked differently. And brothers and sisters, I'm saying this in love, but most of us are humanistic. We just think that, why is this person cutting me off in traffic? And you don't understand that maybe, you know what, they didn't see you. Maybe they just came from the doctor and the doctor told them their wife is going to die and they were not thinking about driving. They were, you know, maybe something else was happening. Maybe they didn't think you were the most important person on the face of the earth. Maybe it wasn't intentional. Maybe it was just a mistake. But we get so centered on ourselves that just we're convinced that this person did this just because they hate me and they don't even know who you are. Just self-centered. We're looking at things only in the natural realm, not realizing that there's spiritual forces going on. Look at this in the 16th chapter of the book of Matthew. In Matthew chapter 16, Jesus was asking his disciples, who do men say that I am? And they said, some say you're Elijah, some say you're a prophet raised from the dead and other things. He says, who do you say that I am? And in verse 16, Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. You know what he's saying here? That revelation that Jesus was the Christ did not come just from Peter.
Amen.
It was inspired. The Holy Spirit inspired it. God inspires people. God moves upon people. I just ministered to one of my Bible college students and their apprentices, and I was praying for them. And I don't know all of our apprentices. I don't know all of the students. And anyway, this lady later wrote me a note, and she says, I know you didn't know me and you didn't know what was happening, but she says, what you said just turned her life around. And basically what I said is that, you know what, it's not human or natural that you're so loving and kind and compassionate. This is a gift from God. You have, that is an anointing that's on your life, is to show compassion. And it just changed her life. She just thought that that was her. Now she realized it was God inspiring it. That was God moving through her, and it gave her direction, changed her life. Here's an example where God inspired this. God speaks through people. You can be under the influence of the Holy Spirit. Many of the things that happen, it's God doing things, and we miss God all of the time because we're just humanistic, thinking, well, that person was nice to me. I wonder why they did that. And you don't even recognize that God inspired it. Jesus is saying, Peter, this isn't you. This is my Father that gave you this revelation.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the Believer's Authority. The Believer's Authority is available for the very first time in book form and can be ordered through bookstores nationwide. Or you can receive a copy when you send a gift of any amount for the work of this ministry. Request book R327 when you write or call or when you go to our website. A Spanish version is also available. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Atlanta Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for CD series RM234 or DVD series R3205 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
These truths that I've been sharing are just things that I've got hundreds of teachings on this. You could go to my website and you could click on there and actually download free of charge hundreds of my teachings on this. We've got television programs, radio programs. One of the things that I'm really excited about is my Andrew Womack Living Commentary, where I have verses in the Bible that I've written footnotes on. And we call it a living commentary because I'm still writing those footnotes. So you can either get the program as it is, a one-time purchase, or you can sign up and monthly get updates where you get up to 400 or 500 footnotes. Check that out at awmi.net.